चक्षुरोन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकाल्पतृभ्यश्च पिपासनेभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. So first of all, I'd like to thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj for being so kind to me over many years. I feel very fortunate to be considered by him to be a friend. Actually, as years go by in the process of devotional service, if I've had any small realization, it's that friendship among the devotees is the most important thing. So I thank you, Maharaj, for your kindness to me. For the last couple of evenings, Maharaj has been speaking at the Pandal program about the pastimes that took place at Srivas Angam. Such wonderful descriptions of the association of devotees. And of course, the Mahaprakash Leela, such a wonderful, wonderful event. But one might say that, especially when hearing about the Mahaprakash Leela, that this is something that couldn't happen to me. It's something that's distant, far away, hard to accept, hard to understand, hard to believe. But fortunately for us, there is the Guru Parampara. And through this unbroken chain of the cyclic succession, we get the opportunity to hear about those wonderful pastimes and also to associate with very great spiritual personalities. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our previous acharyas that is easily within the memory and historical record of each and every one of us, has given us a practical example of how a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord, can experience the same type of ecstasies that were experienced by all the devotees with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the house of Srivas Anga, of Srivas, house of Srivas. Such a wonderful, wonderful person, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Full of mercy and compassion for all living entities. Maharaj was talking about mercy last night. How if you think you deserve it, then it's not mercy. Mercy is something that is beyond what we could expect. We can't calculate, oh, I've done this, I've done that, therefore I deserve the association of a person such as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We just visited his Samadhi Mandir, where we could pray and beg for his mercy. I don't know how many people went through his house, which is also next there, where they have all kinds of paraphernalia that He even invented one kind of a fan or something that's in that room. You can see it. It works on kerosene. Something like that. So these objects used by the pure devotee are right there. It's not some far distant thing over 200, 300, 400 years. It's within our very lifetimes, practically speaking. So to visit such a place, to remember such a great devotee, to be able to beg for his blessings by laying prostrate before him at his samadhi mandir, our fortune is not different than those devotees that were with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Mahaprakash Leela. Of course, we may not perceive it, but nevertheless, the fact is that the same mercy is available to us. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur exemplified the qualities of a devotee in many, many ways. In the first bhajan we sang upon coming to this beautiful place, he says that one should carry on one's worldly duties, but dedicate them to Lord Krishna. He's speaking about himself. He's giving us an example what we should do with our lives. But he's speaking what he practically did. You may have read in the biography, different biographies of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, how he conducted his daily activities. Srila Rupa Goswami describes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that one of the symptoms of developing love of God is that one does not waste a single moment, but is always using every opportunity given to him or her to be Krishna conscious. In Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, we read his daily schedule. How, as a magistrate in the British government, he would go to the courthouse around 10 o'clock. Describes he had a pocket watch, and he was very careful to stay on time according to that watch. He would sit on his magistrate's bench, and he would hear hundreds of more cases than other magistrates, dealing with them very efficiently and writing a decision very carefully. Someone told me one time that those decisions are, you can still find them if you go through the old records in the courthouse. Write the decision, give the judgment. Very efficient as a magistrate. Then how he would go home, take his lunch, come back, finish cases, and then go home in the evening. It describes how he rested just a little bit. Then he would rise, and he would write books. He would write all these wonderful bhajans. Try to imagine Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's consciousness. We sing these bhajans. They're very, very nice. When Maharaj started the harmonium and the tune came out, oh, very nice. Very nice. Nice tune, nice bhajan. Imagine Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's consciousness when he's writing these things. How blissful he must be. Writing these wonderful things. Nityananda Mahajan, the marketplace of the holy names. These were his meditations. In the early morning, after writing all night, he would rest a little bit more. And then he would walk back and forth on the balcony of his house. And he would be discussing, sometimes his secretaries, he would be discussing different philosophical points, as if having a debate with others. You see, this comes out in some of the writings he had, works like Jiva Dharma, where there's a dialogue that goes on in those writings of his. He has a particular style where he has his characters, they're asking questions of a Babaji, and the Babaji is giving answers back like that. And so when he was walking back and forth in his balcony, he was debating these different topics. And of course we know that he's very ecumenical in his presentation. So discussing different religions around the world, analyzing them according to the Vaishnava Shastra, and presenting all these things, all these conclusions for the benefit of devotees for centuries to come. So he utilized every moment in Krishna consciousness very, very carefully as the precious gift that it actually is. When we think of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we think about a very, very responsible person. I think that having all of your association here for me, I also see that responsibility. Put on such a large yatra as this, make it very easy for everyone who takes very serious devotee. It takes their service very responsibly. Similarly, those of us that are working according to our worldly duties, as is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, take that very, very sincerely and responsibly. I think there's no other congregation in ISKCON, where you see so many responsible grihasthas, mature senior devotees, willing to do exactly what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jive doya. Be merciful, not only to the conditioned souls, yes, that's important to the conditioned souls, but also those persons senior to us, they give us their mercy, their encouragement. I know that for years, for myself, as a lawyer, I've always thought of Mahaprabhu, as a very wonderful example for me. He's in the legal profession also. He's also helped me in so many ways, been inspiration for me. And so, that taking of responsibility we see very strongly in the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had a family, how many? 15 children? 10 children. 10 children. Wife. Very Krishna conscious. Actually, the only picture I've ever seen of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife is when she has a bead bag and she's chanting like this. And we see that picture of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his magistrate's uniform. Looked very smart. He was a very, very responsible grihastha. And that's very important for us to take that example. Again, we're only talking less than 100 years ago. So it's relevant to us. It's not something completely in the past. So responsible. He's also very... He chastised rascal Pishikashena. Chastised him not only in being responsible in his duties as a magistrate, but responsible as a devotee of the Lord. This rascal was trying to say that he was Vishnu. People may be fooled, but not someone of the caliber of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, he led the forces out in the evening, and they went to go to where his camp was. And this Visvikashen, he was kind of a mystic. He could understand that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there with so many constables, police constables. And he told them, no, you come and join me. I know you're there. See my mystic power. I know you're there. You come and join me. I'll give you anything you ever wanted. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested the rascal and threw him in jail. He was fearless. This is a symptom of a devotee. Fearless. Fearlessly preaching Krishna consciousness. Fearlessly standing against any... in the name of religion. Of course, you know that this yogi, he caused some havoc in the family of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One after one, his children fell sick. Even to the point where people started to advise him that perhaps you should let this person go. No! That rascal will not go. Let my family die. We will stand for what is right, what is the truth. And of course, ultimately, the rascal was convicted and defeated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's fearless faith. So when he says in these bhajans that, O people of faith, O people of faith, again, he's talking about himself. Such a faithful person. Such a faithful person. He's also a very gracious host. In the later years, many people would be coming to visit him after he retired. Many people would be coming from all over to visit him. He very graciously received them, discussed topics of Krishna with them, and satisfied everyone by his wonderful devotional character. So by his songs, by his examples, by his desire, we're all sitting here today. He is a pioneer to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world. He's the one that revived Vaishnavism, took it from the hands of those with not the best intentions. He's the one that has set this Krishna consciousness movement on the path that we find and we tread today. So again, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not a distant historical figure that we can barely relate with, but someone that provides us an example, an inspiration for our daily lives in Krishna consciousness. So, we're very fortunate to be here in this place that he longed to be in, and able to sit together, chant Hare Krishna, and have the association of each other. I thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.